School resource officers in the largest city in western Massachusetts will now be required to receive training from a national organization. Two incidents this past school year where Springfield police officers had physical altercations with students led to the school department and the police department agreeing to a new policy specifying the training police must have before they can work inside a school building. Under the terms of an amended 5-year agreement signed this past June by city and school officials, all officers assigned to schools must be certified by the National Association of School Resource Officers. Up to now, the training had been suggested but not required, according to Springfield School Committee Vice Chairman Chris Collins.
It guarantees that all of our officers will be trained. As it turned out, when we looked, some officers were and some weren't because of the timing of their own training. So we made this separate, a separate training that beyond what they do for them as police officers.
The new agreement, as in the past, underscores that police officers are responsible for security and investigating criminal activity, and student discipline is to be left to school administrators.
And plus, we're going to provide some additional training that is in de-escalation of student incidents that we put all of our administrators through. It's a good idea for the police officers to know how the school administrators have been trained to behave so that when they do interact with kids, they are interacting in a similar manner.
A review of the school resource officers program was announced last April after a police officer shoved a student to the ground at the Kiley Middle School. The officer, Lawrence Petrucci, was suspended for 5 days without pay and removed from the unit assigned to the schools. Last December, a school resource officer grabbed a student by the neck in a hallway at Commerce High School. A video of that incident that was widely circulated on social media caused a public outcry. An investigation by the Hampden District Attorney resulted in Officer Angel Marrero being charged with assault and battery and filing a false police report. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Collins said there was never any consideration to removing police officers from city schools because of these incidents.
No, I think... especially in this day and age, for anyone to think, and there are some people out there who say we don't want cops in schools, but that's not the way I think that anybody on the committee would like to go, or the majority of the citizens in Springfield, I believe, understand that it is good to have security and police officers there in the schools.
Police have been assigned to the high schools and middle schools in Springfield for at least 25 years. At the announcement in April about reviewing the program, Acting Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot said having police in schools has been a largely positive experience.
A lot of students we hear from love the cops in the schools, and they turn into mentors, and they do good things. And actually, some students go on to be police officers because of the role models that we have in the schools.
The police unit assigned to the Springfield schools is known as the Quebec Team. It consists of two sergeants and 17 patrol officers. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.